Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Only 10 years ago, a male born with congenital absence of the sperm duct would have been hopelessly sterile. Today, UAMS offers a means for these otherwise sterile men to father their own children. In the past, sperm and the epididymis were considered immature and incapable of fertilizing eggs. However, using the intracycloplasmic sperm injection, or ICSI procedure, a single sperm cell is injected into the cytoplasm of the egg, allowing eggs to fertilize at a rate similar to what is seen when IVF is performed with a normal sperm count. The process begins when a urologist aspirates sperm from the epididymis and stores it for later use. The gynecologist begins IVF with the administration of fertility drugs to the female partner to stimulate multiple egg production. The eggs are aspirated, and ICSI is performed using the previously stored sperm. 2 to 3 embryos are replaced in the uterine cavity, with any extra embryos stored for later use. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, where medicine lives. Through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of the state. Visit uams.edu.